This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Centre's high-level committee on artificial demographic changes due to illegal immigration and other unnatural causes will also assess whether a law is required to tackle the issue. Mr. Shah said the committee will examine the causes behind the artificial demographic shifts that have occurred across the nation. It will deliberate on the remedial measures required and should the enactment of any specific legislation be necessary.
Removing infiltrators from the country is a commitment of our government. And for this, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has decided to form a demographic change committee. This high-powered committee will examine the reason behind the demographic changes that have taken place across the country and look into the possible solutions. It will also consider where there is a need to bring any new law regarding this issue.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit the strategically significant and sensitive areas along the international border in Kutch on the second day of his Gujarat tour today. During the visit, he will review the security arrangements made by the Border Security Force and discuss border security challenges with senior officials. In view of the increased passenger rush during the summer holidays, Jammu Division of Northern Railway has decided to add extra coaches to two trains for the convenience of passengers. One additional third AC coach will be temporarily attached to train number 12426, Jammu Tawi New Delhi Rajdhani Express, from June the 6th to 12th. Similarly, one sleeper class coach will be added to train number 04082, Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra New Delhi Express, from June the 6th to 13th. Air India has extended suspension of its flight to Israel to July end amid continued geopolitical uncertainties in West Asia. The airlines had earlier suspended flight operations on Tel Aviv-Delhi route till June end. A senior Air India official said that flights have been further suspended, keeping in mind the geopolitical situation in the region. In the wake of the West Asia conflict, airlines have been facing multiple headwinds, including costlier fuel and airspace curbs, which pushed up their operational costs. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval called for decisive action against terrorism and said there cannot be double standards in the fight against it. Addressing an international security forum in Russia, Mr. Doval said, responsible nations have to evaluate their choices and decide whether they support sponsors of terrorism or counter them with decisive action. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today paid tribute to United Nations peacekeepers serving across the world on the International Day of UN Peacekeepers. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar lauded the brave women and men serving under UN peacekeeping missions for their steadfast commitment to preserving global peace and security. He said their dedication continues to make a meaningful difference in some of the world's most challenging environments. The minister also reiterated the message of invest in peace on the occasion. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid tributes to former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh on his death anniversary today. Domestic equity markets traded marginally higher in morning trade today as investors and traders closely monitor developments in West Asia and await clarity on a potential extension of the US-Iran ceasefire. Sensex rose 352 points or 0.46% to touch an intraday high of 76,220 in early deals, while Nifty traded around 100 points or 0.4% higher at 24,002 till reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted less than normal rainfall during June to September this year across the country. Addressing the second stage long-range forecast for monsoon season 2026, Director General of IMD Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra said that northeast parts of the country will receive normal rainfall during the period. He added that northwest, central and southern peninsula India will receive less than normal rainfall between June and September this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.